Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. I am so excited for this episode because it's a little different than I normally do, but I'm going to infuse this lingo, this energy into exactly who I am. So some of you may be like, this is exactly who you are. I totally expected it. And some of you are going to be like, what are you talking about? Well, if you've been listening to me for a while now, you know I'm a little into the woo. As much as I love me some Jesus and my Bible, I am a huge fan of astrology, woo, magic, manifestation, all the things. You know what? You're not going to be surprised. This is exactly what you probably expect from me because I believe in everything. I seriously do. I think God brought us here to explore ourselves, to explore everything, and to use the tools, including planets, and that's a little hint to this episode, as to bring in our calling and manifest our most magical life and to serve Him, how I believe, our Creator, to be more like the light, to be exactly what we're meant to be in our experience here on Earth. So today I want to talk about the Lion's Gate portal. Do you even know what I'm talking about when I say that? I didn't for the longest time. I'm not really, like, they're not on my calendar. I don't really have, like, notes to like prepare for this stuff. I usually work with my girl Jess, as you know. She's my former oil dealer, now turned intuitive business guru. I will actually put some information down below in the show notes. I'm just going to write that down so I don't forget. So you can connect with Jess and learn more about what I'll talk about today. Because honestly, I didn't really know much about this stuff until I started working with her. And it's really changed how I do business, how I feel about my life, and how I just manifest things. So if you're open to the woo stuff and to what I'll be talking about today, I would love for you to connect with her on Instagram and maybe work with her too, just like I do. She's amazing. She's got a lot of different opportunities for you to work with her. And I just wanted to kind of shout her out and show her some love. All right. So Lion's Gate, what in the world am I talking about? Well, I don't really have a lot of details. Feel free to Google it. But what this is, it's a portal of time. The way I understand it is it's a celestial event that occurs annually. The peak of it, or the summit, if you will, is on 8/8. August 8th, we just had it. I'm recording this a few days after the 8th, but I wanted to wait till I got past the peak of it, if you will, because it goes through, I believe, the tomorrow, like the 12th or the 13th. So we're still kind of in it. So I'm going to put this out while we're still in it. So maybe you can take advantage of it while it's still here. Essentially, it's when the sun in Leo aligns with the star Sirius in the constellation Orion. So they all align. This alignment, and I don't know a lot about astrology. I love stars. I love planets. I love learning about the galaxy and the universe, but I'm still a novice at it. So I'm gonna Google this and read it. It says the alignment between, so this alignment, the sun in Leo aligning with the star Sirius and the constellation Orion, this alignment is believed to create a powerful energy portal that can be utilized for spiritual healing, manifestation, and accelerated spiritual growth. The event is associated with wisdom and divine consciousness, making it a significant time for personal transformation and connection to the divine. Now, all of those words are me to a T. Spiritual healing, manifestation, accelerated growth. Yeah, sign me up. I'm here for all of it. So when I heard, first of all, I know days like 777. People know they're magical. 888. You know, people get married on these dates. Next month in September is supposed to be like one of the biggest ones going. I guess this one, 8/8, though, is one of the two largest experiences, events that occur for manifestation specifically. And something about us being in the year of 9. So all my friends who know what this means, you're going to just laugh at my noviceness, but I'm still here for it. Feel free to DM me. And if I got to do a retraction or something, let me know. But this is the year of the number 9, which means completion. So that means a lot to me. 9 is my family number. So I was married in the month of 9 and both of my kids were born in 9. And so we call it our love month, which is crazy to me that love month for us seems very open and new beginnings and blah, 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 and all that like awesomeness. But then you think of it as it's a year of like closure and completion. Well, that's weird because like that number 9 is what my family really like looks forward to every single year. But to me, instead of feeling like it's closure, maybe that means like, this is it. These are the souls that I've been journeying on earth with my entire existence, my soul's entire existence, my husband, my daughter, my son, like we've all been together. And it's pretty cool, actually. So the closure part just means like, this is it. We're together again. Or, you know, we've always been together. Who knows, you know? But anyway, that's going a little further than I prepared. I go on tangents when I get excited, so bear with me. So anyway, so this portal that we're in, I also learned a lot about it during my Kabbalah time. So I will actually put David's podcast in here too, because David Guillaume, my Kabbalah teacher, he talks a lot about this time, and I forgot what it's called in Hebrew, but it's probably something I can't pronounce. But there is a 3-week period of this sun being in Leo, and it's essentially a very potent energy for us to manifest or call in, or it could be bad too. There's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of light. But how David describes darkness is not an excess of light. It's actually a too much of light. So it's excess of light, not absence of light. Sorry about that. Let me rephrase that. The way they describe darkness is it not being the absence of light, but the excess of light. So there's so much light, there's so much good that could be coming to us right now that it almost seems heavy, right? So here's why I want to talk about this in my poorly way to describe it all, but hopefully you know what I'm talking about. Or feel free to Google Lionsgate 88 and then you'll understand it a little bit more. Here's why I wanted to talk about it, because it was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago that some craziness started happening in our household, right? So Soph, as you probably know by now, my daughter plays basketball, and she had the yips. She had like, she couldn't do it. Like she was having a hard time like focusing. She's having a hard time like scoring. She's having a hard time defensively. She's not playing like herself. And I'm like, what is actually happening here? Like 1 week, fine. We know around her cycle, like she's going to kill me if she listens to this. We all have a different, as women, we all have different energies based on our cycle. We've tracked hers now for basketball to find out when she's most productive. And when we looked at the calendar, we were like, yeah, she's probably not going to be really productive this week, and that's okay. But then the next week, it happened again. And then now we're in like the 3rd week, and we're like, she's kind of breaking out of it because I've been doing some work with her, talking to her about what I'll talk to you about today, and kind of helping her to realize this is like a small season. This is a window. It's actually a window of opportunity. So I'll get into some of those details in a little bit. But for myself specifically, I woke up twice in this period with a very aggressive panic attack feeling. The first time it happened, it was about 2 weeks ago. I woke up in the middle of the night. My heart was beating. I felt tingly all over. I automatically felt like I'm dying. I'm having a heart attack. What is happening? But then I remembered I felt this before and I'm not dying. And so I used my tools in my toolbox, like, you know, talking to myself, saying, okay, we're just tingly. This is what's happening. I don't know why I woke up, but I don't need to know why right now. I just need to get myself out of it and get myself back to normal. And so after a little bit of time, I did, and that was great. Well, about a week later, I started to fight it again. And I actually kind of like, suffocated the feeling before it became a full-blown panic attack. And I'm like, what is actually happening? Well, there's a lot of things happening in August, right? So in August, obviously, we're in this huge energetic window of a lot of light coming to us. A lot of, I don't know, depends on what you believe, I guess. I believe there's a lot of light codes coming in, some downloads from the sun, some energy. There's some shifts happening in the universe, in our energy, in our spirit. And it is affecting us. So think there was an earthquake out by Hawaii. There's a lot of shifting happening during this time. And so if it can happen on the planet Earth, what makes us think it's not going to happen to us in our bodies? So of course, that's where, you know, I think the panic attacks came from. I think that's where Soph's being a little off in basketball. Ben had a really weird reaction to something this week energetically, and he was not his normal self for about 3 days straight. And so my whole house is feeling what's happening. And I, as much as I feel like I've prepared myself and my family for stuff like this, I was not prepared for this one. This one is crazy. Everything fell off. I wasn't sleeping. My energy scattered. I obviously, Soph was off her game. I felt like the universe kind of like hit shuffle on my life, right? Just kind of like messed it up a little bit because I was really in a flow with the 75 hard. I know the last episode I talked about the success hangover, but if you noticed, I recorded that a while ago and I just uploaded it this week. So it's a little delayed. So I've come out of it. Like I'm feeling fantastic again. Like I'm in a flow working out again. I never did complete phase one. I kind of said like, put that to the side for now because I've got other things happening, but I am still working out every day, going for walks, reading the books, drinking water. So I feel fantastic. I've released a few more pounds. I'm almost at a major goal of my own. So I feel great, but it was just this weird shuffle, if you will, that was happening. That kind of, it's almost like my life and my energy was a deck of cards and the universe just like threw it up in the air, like figure your shit out again, girl, just for fun. Let's just see. And I'm like, what is happening? So this is what this Lionsgate portal is all about. And I have had a lot of experiences where I've done like retreats and stuff. I've done cacao. I think you've heard me talk about that before. And whenever I enter into like a daydream or visualizing myself in like my higher self or like my energy, if you will, there's always a lion with me. So maybe that's my spirit guide or one of them. And the fact that it's a Lionsgate portal made me feel very connected to this time. And I wanted to figure it out for myself so I could then harness it for good and make things better. So this portal is all about abundance and infinite possibilities. And it feels really, really intense. And that's what I was feeling, as was everybody in my house, right? Energetic upgrades, emotional releases, internal resets. It's impacted our moods, our sleep, even a little bit of the relationship between us in the household. Definitely my business, creativity, clarity, decision making. And it's been like a roller coaster, right? Like an up and down, but like a fast roller coaster. So it's not a big deal that I'm experiencing all this stuff, but I almost want to say to you, if you're experiencing this stuff, you're not alone because you just heard my story. And so I want to talk about what we can do in this time period before it ends. And if you're hearing this afterwards, what we can do during portals of time like this, where energy is heightened and intense. And so here's what I've been doing ever since. So I talked to my coach. I talked to Jess about it, like what she's prepared us for it. We did a lot of like visualizations, a lot of journaling, stuff like that. And so I felt in the beginning of this time, as did my daughter, because we talk a lot about this stuff. We felt like this time was just going to be a shit show. And we're just like, screw it. Like, she's going to suck at basketball. I'm going to suck at life. And we're just going to like wait for this calendar to pass. And then we'll come out of it and just get back to normal. But then there was a moment where I was like, how about no? How about I find a way to harness this power and make it work for me instead of against me. And in its simplest forms, when I talk to Soph about this stuff, it's always about like being positive versus negative, right? In our minds and how we speak. Because, you know, she's young, so I talk to her a little differently than I would you guys. But at its very simplest form, this is kind of what I've been doing. And so she had listed off all the crazy crap that's been happening to her and not playing well, whatever. And then I said, why don't we experiment and talk about all the good that's been happening for you lately and during this 3-week period when you weren't playing your best. And I even put a post out about it. Maybe it was, I think it was LinkedIn, and probably LinkedIn and Instagram. And her coach even shared it because he understood that this is a part of the process, right? For her growth, we're going to have to fail. And we can't be super successful if we've never failed before because we don't understand what it's like to fall down and get back up. Just like we would never tell a baby who's trying to walk, like, oh, you fell. Why don't we just wait until next week and we'll try again? No, you're like, get back up, baby. So that's kind of the energy I was bringing to Soph, right? Like, let's talk about how all these great things that are happening. She got invited to a tournament that was with some older kids that she may not have been invited to before. She made this opportunity with another organization that's a part, like supportive with our organization, that's really going to help her grow and give her some visibility. She won multiple awards at a camp that she went to. And there's a couple other things that had happened for her personally that are actually in the really good category. And she's like, you know what? You got a point. So my thought is if I can get my 13-year-old to realize that this 8-8 portal can be used to our advantage if we look at the right side of things, look at the light that's happening, not the dark that's happening, we could harness that moment of clarity and turn it into something completely magical. So let's talk about some of these shifts, right? If you're experiencing anything I've talked about, we need to stop labeling it as bad energy. We need to stop labeling it as this is a shitty season. I've done that before, right? Many times I've said, and I'm all about the seasons, but sometimes seasons aren't these big, massive times, like 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. Sometimes these seasons can be a half hour. Right. Or you say like this portal that we're in now, Lionsgate portal is about 3 weeks or so. So we could say the energy of it is a 3-week season. Right. But I spent the first 2 weeks confused and in chaos. So I can now say to myself, that season's over, even though we're still in it. The new season is I'm using this to harness and to make something good happen and to manifest. So what I've done, I go for walks almost every morning. And there's this spot that I call the portal, which is hilarious. We're talking a lot about portals today. And it's, I think I've talked about it before, or maybe I've posted about it on LinkedIn. It's this creek near my house, and there's these trees that cross from each side and they meet in the middle. So it's like a big triangle. And I always look through it and pretend that's like a portal to the future or to another universe, or to my higher self. And I often look through it very lovingly, and I pray often in that spot. And I try to get wisdom either from my higher self, from God, from my guides, whoever's around me. And I will just talk out loud often, ask questions, and just get some wisdom just being there. It's really about just being in nature, to be honest, and just like hearing the water and the wind and the birds and the deer. And it's so beautiful to me. And I always get the best ideas around that time. So for me, this is essentially where I pause and redirect my thoughts and redirect my energy. So if you are navigating shifts during this time, or you're feeling like a sense of your offness, if you will, I would highly recommend getting out in nature, grounding barefoot in the grass, going to water, sitting outside and just closing your eyes where it's quiet, going for a drive with the windows open. Don't close your eyes. And have your hand out the window and just let the air flow through your fingers and just feel whatever you're feeling in the air. Because this is what kind of recenters me, and I think it would for you as well. So I would have you ground yourself, do some deep breathing, protect your energy is another huge thing that I've been doing right now, saying no to things that don't serve me, not connecting on Zoom calls with new people right now. And I will, again, I've got my calendars packed next week, of course. But, you know, being able to protect my energy and just harness this power for myself has been really powerful. The next episode, you'll hear me talk about my MeEO time that I'm in the middle of right now, which is why you're getting three episodes this week. Because I can batch, but I can't save. So you're getting all three of them this week. And so some more tips for navigating these big energies like this Lionsgate portal is for me, I did a lot of journaling, you know, going to the portal, of course, or going to the water, the nature, grounding myself, coming back to center, asking myself, like, what has been really good this week or during this time that I can focus on and come up with something, even if it's just I woke up this morning. You know, because I know there's a lot of darkness out there in the world, in our lives. I am not oblivious to that. This is actually, August is a semi-painful month for me. It's the month I've lost my second little brother. It's his birthday month. And so there's a lot of sadness in my heart during this time. But I also, I've given that the time it deserves, and I've connected with my brothers, and I've loved on them, and I've cried a lot, but I've also connected to the power and the resources and the tools around me in order to elevate this time and not stay stuck in the darkness. I'll talk a lot more about the light and how it's been a part of my success in future episodes. I'll start talking a little bit more about my story in the Unlocking Success book with Jack Canfield as I come up to my California trip in a few weeks. So we're going to celebrate that. It became a bestseller. And so I'm going to see him again and celebrate with him, which will be amazing. So I'll talk a little bit more about that because I'm feeling called to because that time is coming around again. And I know it can help a lot of people. So here are these tips for life in general. I'd love for you to pause and just observe without judgment. What are you feeling? What's happening in your body, in your life, in your heart? Protect your energy at all costs. And then ground yourself in a way that opens up your mind for more clarity, to see what's actually happening around you in the positive way, not just the negative. Because this intense energy can go either way. Right? Like you can be stuck and feel like you're in chaos, or you can bust through that and flip a switch and say, I don't want to be in this chaos. And it doesn't have to just be during like a Lionsgate portal or some cosmic experience. It can be any day. You get to decide how you're going to use what you're feeling and use it for good or for not good in your life. In business, this has actually done a lot for me, oddly enough. Once I realized that I didn't want to be in this negative chaos, mostly because I didn't want my daughter to be in this negative chaos anymore. I wanted to help her get out of that feeling and that season for herself. It helped me to get out of mine, obviously. So sometimes helping other people can really help us. So find somebody, or if you're already having conversations with people in your world that are struggling right now, try to get clear for them. Help them get clear, and it makes you get clear in the process. And clarity opens up so many doors. Oh, I can't even tell you how many amazing things have happened just this week with me fighting for the clarity and being open to what I feel and the good that could come of this time. So I've revisited goals. I've talked a little bit in prayer about my brand, about money, about my business, about this, my live event, Own Your Awesome Live, that's coming up in October. Just like I've talked about everything out loud in prayer. I've journaled on it. I've visualized it. And I really focused, and what I've kind of downloaded, if you will, from this is focusing on high impact tasks, not to get in the weeds with busy work during seasons like this, during energetic shifts like this, just what are the tasks we can do to move our business forward? I've helped my clients in my mastermind during this. I've even helped Jess, who's helping me with energy. I'm helping her with business to get really focused on the high level tasks. First and foremost, serving our clients that have already said yes to us, connecting with those who have done either freebie things or have gotten on our email list lately or engaged with us lately, connecting with them and offering them something in order to move their life and business forward, which of course would help us. Getting clear with our money goals. What are we spending lately? What do we not need to spend on? What do we absolutely need to increase our spending on? I've actually in this time increased. I have a woman I work with, a marketing woman that I work with, and I've increased my spend with her because I want to do more with my voice, and I want to, you know, be seen, and I want to help as many people as possible. And I can't do that by being invisible. I've enlisted in an Instagram coach, which was awesome. So I've invested my money during this time, which normally people would tell you not to because you're unclear and uncertain. But when you take that time to say, no, I'm going to get clear. I'm going to be very certain. And when I do, that's when I'm going to take action, because we know that results favor action. So if I'm just sitting here being all, woe is me, nothing good is going to come of that. But if I hit the gym, if I drink the water, if I'm serving my clients, if I'm investing in my business, everything is going to come from that. And I can't wait to see what does. Like this, I think Q4 for me is going to be the best Q4 I've ever had. Emotionally, physically, energetically, financially. And this is how it's happening, is that I'm not allowing things like the lion gate to affect me in a negative way. I'm allowing it to do what it's actually meant to do. And that's to help me connect and expand more. All right. And so I would have you in business get really clear on your vision, right? Revisit your goals, your offers, your brand direction, your LinkedIn content, like whatever you're doing in business, sit down, take a power hour and get really clear about what you're doing, what's working, what's not, and serve the current clients that you have to the highest of your ability immediately. Focus on those high impact tasks and then tap into creativity, because this portal is all about the brainstorming, batch your content, plan big moves. I'm actually spending all day tomorrow, all day, just brainstorming my Own Your Awesome Live. I'm doing a pitch deck for sponsors. So if you're interested in being a sponsor, let me know. I only want a few of them. I'm not going to have like 50 of them. I want a few high level, high impact sponsors. I'm focusing on creating a landing page for the event. I'm focusing on securing a venue. I am going to visualize, conceptualize, and materialize as much as I can tomorrow for this Own Your Awesome Live event, so I can start selling tickets immediately for the VIP night and for the day itself. I've already got people flying in from Seattle, from California. I'm actually really excited for this event. I can't wait to tell you more about it. But if you are using this time wisely, you will start to feel the intense energy and grab onto it and lean into it. It's almost like, have you ever gone, what is it, like water skiing, where you're on the boat and you're in the back and you're just sitting there, you're holding on, and all of a sudden it like jerks you forward and you're like, ah, you can either face plant and choke on some water, or you could hold on tighter, grip your abs and your ass and just tighten them up as tight as you can and just really focus on staying upright. You have an awesome experience on the water. How crazy, I know, but that's what I feel like during this experience right now. Is like in the beginning I got like jerked and I was like bouncing all around like a rock skipping water. It was just my face instead of a rock. Now, since realizing that I can actually focus in on it and use it and bend it to my will, I am actually floating on water right now, almost flying, because I feel so good about it. All right. So how can you prepare for this year round? Because I don't know when you're listening to this. So I want to just kind of like talk to you a little bit about awareness of seasonal or astrological energy shifts. Like just talk to people who talk like I do. If you're interested, if this is not for you, move on. I only got a few more minutes left anyway. If this is for you and you're like, yeah, actually, I felt something weird. I don't know what it was. I jokingly sometimes say Mercury's in the microwave because I had no idea about retrograde and all that stuff back in the day. And so it's still cute and comical, but this shit is legit. And I'm using it as a tool in my resource box, if you will, to unlock success for myself. And it's working, and I'm gonna keep doing it, and I'm gonna share it with you so it can work for you too. So just be aware of these astrological energy shifts. If you're feeling something off in your body, in your heart, in your mind, in your energy, your spirit, ask somebody who sounds like this, right? Or follow people on Instagram. There's this girl, Maria. Her YouTube is super powerful. I believe it is This Is Maria. Let me just search it quick. YouTube. Yep, I'm doing this live, so you're going to be with me while I'm Googling it. And let's see, there's so many. All right, This Is Maria. There we go. Yeah, so This Is Maria Official, I think is actually what it is. Just This Is Maria. So she is a spiritual teacher, an intuitive. She she's got a website called onemother.com. She's someone that I listen to a lot. Every month she does an energy update, and so I'll listen to her. And then I work more locally with Jess Perillo, who is my intuitive teacher and spirit. She's my spirit guide, although she's not a spirit guide, but she's essentially my spirit guide. So I still follow bigger names on YouTube and on socials, but then I work with people locally that I feel I can have more connection to, and I'm not one of thousands. I'm one of a few who they focus on. So that's a whole different episode on working locally, but growing globally, which I may have to write that down because that was pretty cool. Okay. So I will actually put all this information, tools I use and resources and people I follow in the show notes. So check that out, of course. And so I would just have you be aware of those shifts that are happening and connect to somebody who could explain them for you and teach you how to lean into them to use them to your advantage. I would 100% have you build space in your calendar for quiet time, downloads, inspired action. So, you know, I talk all about power hours. And I think I have an episode Collapsing Time I'll throw in there and a few other episodes that I probably referenced. That time I manifested $5,000 in 24 hours and my episode Woo is the Glue because I love all this stuff. So maybe start there if you're new to all of this. So I would have you build in space for these actions, designs, divine downloads, so you can get clear on what you're feeling, be able to name it, and move forward in a way that's in the right direction for you. And then create some rituals for clarity. Like, so for me, my MeEO day 100% is one of these, you know, special times that I'm able to lean in and connect just to myself. I'm not doing Zoom calls. I'm not really talking too much to my clients. I am on Voxer a little bit today, but they know it's my MeEO time, right? So they're not expecting me to get back to them instantly. I also have my morning reflection time. I go for walks. I listen to, you know, the podcasts. I consume content that will help me keep my mind right. All right. So here's a call to action for you because this is a lot, right? And I'm sure I sound all over the place today. Probably because I haven't recorded in a while and I'm just so excited to be here again. I'm a little out of my flow for recording, but I got notes everywhere, all over the place. And then I just Googled a couple things. So obviously I wanted to give you some information about Lionsgate. But I want you as a call to action, if you're driving, you could just ask yourself this after the episode ends. If you're someplace where you're like listening and you can, if you're taking notes and stuff, Ask yourself, what are you being called to step into right now? Whether it's the universe asking you to, it's a connection to your higher calling, to your higher self, God. What are you being called to step into right now? What is this big thing that you've always wanted to do? Is it write a book? Is it to start a podcast? Is it to get on stage? Is it to hire somebody? Is it to start the business? Maybe you're a 9-to-5er listening to me and you're like, girl, you talk a lot about business. Yeah, because, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. But I have a lot of people that I work with that are 9-to-5ers. And I know I hate that term, but you know what, employees. So if you are feeling called to do something that is bigger, more awesome, it is the time to figure it out. Like, it is 100% time for you to visualize it and to ask the source, the creator, God, universe, whatever you feel connected to speak with, ask how you can make this happen immediately. And I know it sounds crazy if you're like, I'm a side hustler and I don't know how I could do anything bigger because I need to work my 9-to-5. I've got 12 kids, whatever. I get it. I've been there. And I remember, and I think I said this a while ago on an episode, I remember a coach once telling me when I asked her, when do I get to quit my job and just lean into my business? And she was like, you can do it immediately. You can do it tomorrow. And I was like, that was so irresponsible of her to say that to me because I need to pay my mortgage. But you know what? Now that I've been in business for a while, many, many years since then, probably like 7 or 8, I wish I can go back to that version of me in the car, in the driveway, that dark night when I was really stressed about work. And I had been side hustling for a few years at that point. And I remember her saying that to me on like a big call. And I was like, God, that's so fucked up. Like, I was so mad at her. But if I could go back to that version of me right now, I would say she's not wrong. She's just a little off because she doesn't know who you are specifically. So who are you today? Who are you specifically? And what are the questions you're asking God about? Like, am I going to live here forever? Or am I going to work in this industry forever? Am I going to be single forever? Am I always going to be this stressed? Like, what are the things that keep you up at night? And what are you being called to pursue in this moment? Those two separate but very connected questions. This is the time to have that conversation with yourself, with your God. Have the conversation, visualize the answer, and what can you do immediately to take action in that direction? If you don't know how to even start the conversation, DM me. Like, find me on LinkedIn or Instagram. I'm Miranda Von Fricken at both. And DM me. I listened to this episode and I want to answer those deeper questions for myself. I just don't know where to start. Maybe I'll come up with like a freebie or something. I'll come up with like a, or just get on my calendar. If you have access to my calendar, it's on my website. Just do that 20-minute free Zoom chat. Let's talk about this, because why waste any more time not being or doing or having everything that this world can offer you? Anyway, I'm feeling very called, obviously, to help you lean into that and to figure that out. I think that is my calling. I've said that before. I'm doing it with my mastermind girls. I did fill the mastermind. I've got 5 amazing women in that group. I'm doing it with my private clients. I've got 4 of them right now. And I'm starting to really brainstorm a membership for 2026. So if you want to work with me in a larger capacity than that, you know, 20-minute call, there's options on my calendar also. And there's options in the future. There's options today at all price ranges. So don't sit in this what the F moment, time, season, energy any longer than you have to. Find a way to connect with someone. If it's not me, find someone else. Or ask me if there's someone else that you could work with that has more of this experience or is less woo-woo, you know. good luck. No, I'm kidding. I'll find you somebody. But, you know, Don't sit in this any longer. Okay, so I will just keep going all day, but I've got more things to do. So it's time to ask yourself those deep questions, friends. And I invite you to continue this conversation on social, in Zoom, in person at my Own Your Awesome Live event in October. If you want details on that for sponsorship or anything else, again, DM me. I'd love to talk more. I'm just so grateful for spending this time with you during this portal, I am not oblivious to how amazing it is to be able to have a platform like a podcast during a time like this. I'm speaking freely to the people who God has brought into my world for multiple different reasons, and I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful for this portal, for this experience. I'm super grateful for everything that is going to come of this. I didn't even give you all the details, but that's all right. I've gotten so much clarity during this time at the creek, time with books I've been reading, animals I've been seeing, signs that are popping up. It's just such a magical time, and I cannot wait to see what comes after, because I'm still in it. So I'm still, you know, getting clear and getting focused and utilizing it. And I can't wait to see what comes after when you do. All right, friends, thank you for spending some time with me. I greatly appreciate it. I love you all. And until next time, keep being awesome.